We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
I believe that has a lot to do with inclined ear to his sayings. Now, what if he hadn't inclined his ear, said, well, I'm just going to believe God anyway. He would have kept his headaches. I'm just going to believe God to heal me. Well, in the first place, he didn't need that anyway. There's no food value to it. Now, I'm thoroughly convinced that if there's something that has food value to it that you need that doesn't agree with you, that you could believe God and he'd correct the situation. I'm not only convinced of it, I know it.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Incline Thine Ear.
Teaching session, see? With each one of them, for small chapters, we'd be there 3 days. The larger ones, 5 or 6 days. Sunday's the only day we had off. We'd travel Sunday to get to our next appointment. So we checked in on the 6th day of September to the Holiday Inn, Buffalo, New York. Holiday Inn just off of the thruway there. Unloaded the car, and I'm unloading the boxes. Now, I got sick. I finally staggered into the room, the last box, you know, and almost fell on the floor. Really fell across the bed to keep from falling in the floor. Saw I was going to fall, just pass out momentarily. And my wife, when I did fall across the bed, she jumped up and ran over there, and whatever she's doing, you know, what's the matter? I said, well, I'm sick. And I guess really that's the first time she had heard me say I'm sick in all of our married life. Because I hadn't been sick, you see. And I always, if I was attacked, which I was sometimes, well, I'd always just act on Mark 11, 23 and 24. That's the way I got healed to begin with. And so I acted on Mark 11, 23 and 24, did everything I ever did before, and got no better fast. Well, to make a long story short, I'm not going into all of it, I'm just emphasizing one particular point here. I had to, before I could get my healing, start inclining my ear to what he's saying to my spirit. See? I said, see? Amen. Amen. Now, it wasn't just like the Lord said to me. He didn't make me sick. When you get over into disobedience, you get on the devil's territory. Right. And he's just waiting to attack you.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And so I believe that this verse, when it said, incline your ear to my sayings, that it means, all right, first, incline your ear to these sayings in this book here. But incline your ear to what he's saying to you in your spirit. So like Dr. Hicks said, he was preaching over there, you know, in Australia years ago. And he was there in their summertime, our wintertime, which is their summertime. And they don't have all the air conditioning, very little air conditioning, you know, in churches, no air conditioning at all, no heat. Actually, we was over there and preaching over New Zealand. It's colder in New Zealand than it was in Australia, a little further south, you know. And we were there, my wife and I. And it was cold, and I mean people, you know, no heat in the buildings. But they came on, you know, wrapping up in coats and blankets. I think she got a blanket or two, and I don't know, she's about to freeze. But they came right on because they got no heat in their churches. And so, no air conditioning, it's hot, you know. So he preached, and he said he kept getting dizzy, just kept getting dizzy. And time to almost, they just held on the pulpit and keep him falling almost, you know. Behind the pulpit. Well, you appropriated all the scriptures and made all the faith confessions, said everything. Finally said, Lord, I've done everything I know doing. I'm getting worse instead of better. I mean, you know, I'm just, what's the matter here? And he said, just plain Holy Ghost said to my spirit, incline your ear to my sayings. Said, put a little more salt on your food. See, he was perspiring a whole lot and hadn't been used to that, you know. And he said, I just began to put a little more salt on my food, you see, because he needed that in the heat and all. And he's all right. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I've actually had the Lord to say to me, see, then you'll have to work out your own salvation. I can't work it out for you. But I've had the Lord to say to me, now don't do this. For instance, certain foods, it's all right, or drink. Don't drink any tea now for the next, till I tell you to. Well, I'm not a coffee drinker. I'm a tea drinker, you see. But don't drink any tea. So I just didn't drink it for a while. And after a while, he said, now you go back and drink it if you want to. Well, I listened to that. Why? He knows more than I do. I know another minister friend of mine. I was holding a meeting. We were talking about some of these things. He said, you know, I had chronic headaches for years. And all the time I'm preaching healing, laying hand on people and they're getting healed. And I finally just went to the Lord, just spent some time in his presence. Said, Lord, you know, I this is not right. Me just have these chronic headaches. He said, just the plain spirit of God said to me, don't drink any more coffee. He said, you know, the very first morning I left that coffee off, I didn't have any headache. And never had a headache since then. And never drunk any more coffee. Well, now that doesn't mean it affects everybody that way. But if that's where he's getting his headache, if he wants the headaches to stop, then he'll have to stop that.
That's right.
Different things will affect different people in different ways.
Amen.
I believe that has a lot to do with inclined ear to his sayings.
Amen.
Now, what if he hadn't inclined his ear, said, well, I'm just going to believe God anyway. He would have kept his headaches.
Yes.
I'm just going to believe God to heal me. Well, in the first place, he didn't need that anyway. There's no food value to it. Now, I'm thoroughly convinced that if there's something that has food value to it that you need that doesn't agree with you, that you could believe God and he'd correct the situation. I'm not only convinced of it, I know it. I remember, here's where I really started exercising faith. I'll tell you the truth, I know the first time I exercised any kind of faith at all after I was born again. I was born again on the bed of affliction, sickness. And so the doctor puts you on, of course, you're bedfast, and you have to have a soft diet, and so on. And so my grandmother said, because, see, I'd lived with my grandmother on my mother's side ever since I was a little kid. I'd been there before, but lived there from the time I was 9 years of age. And so she said to him, doctor, could he have, because he didn't have coffee on there, either coffee or tea, really. Could he have a cup of coffee for breakfast? Well, no, I don't want him to have that. Not at all. No. Well, she said, now, he's drank coffee all his life. Now, when he was a little kid, drink more milk with it than you did coffee. But as you got older, up there around 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, well, you drink it just like Grandpa did and the rest of them, you see. Oh, well, said, if he's used to it, okay, just go ahead. Well, now, she didn't know because, you see, the year before that I became bedfast, I lived with my other grandmother for a year on my daddy's side and went to school. I lived there purposely to go to this particular school. And I drink coffee every meal. I mean, for breakfast, no other time. And I got up one morning, had my breakfast as usual. And just about the time I got up from the table, I turned deathly sick at my stomach. Oh, boy, you're so sick. You know, you almost wish you could die. You're just too sick to die. I mean, acute indigestion. Do you ever have acute indigestion? Woo, you're sick. And I thought, well, it had to be something I ate because, you know, I wasn't sick before. And what is it? Well, I left this off and I left that off. Didn't affect me. I was sick every time. So finally, I left the coffee off. I'm all right. Fine. And so I said, well, that's it then. So I decided maybe I got sick because I drank too much of that on the empty stomach in the morning time. I know what I'll do. I'll wait, eat my meal. Then just drink the coffee. Drank the coffee, got up from the table. By the time you got away from it, just a little ways, you're just deathly sick. I decided maybe if I just sup a little bit along, you know. And I tried that, I'm deathly sick. So I just quit it. Well, now you see, this grandma didn't know that what had happened here at the other grandma's house and that I had quit. So here she comes with the tray, you know. I said, well, I want that coffee. Yeah, doctor said it'd be all right. He didn't tell me. She explained to him that what she'd said to him. I drank that cup of coffee and like to have died. And I never touched another cup of coffee from that day to this. Well, I learned that I was reading later on Reader's Digest that caffeine, there's 5% of the people that caffeine will give acute indigestion. And I guess I was one of them. Well, now, why didn't you just believe God that that wouldn't hurt you and just go ahead and drink that? Because I had enough sense at 15 years old. I had enough sense to know that I can't believe that. You don't need it anyhow. No food value to it.
That's right.
See, people not only need faith, they do need some brains.
Yeah.
You know, thinking capacity. Now, right on the other hand, there were two items, really three, but two main items on that list that doctor wanted me to have. In fact, he told me personally, if you don't eat anything else, I want you to eat this. And I didn't eat that. I don't know why. I just didn't have an appetite for it. I just pulled my nose. Make me sick in my stomach. But you see, they brought the tray then. Now, this was on the noon meal, see. They brought the tray to the bed. And so here's where I first started exercising faith. I prayed. I said, now, Lord, the doctor, he should know. He knows these things. I don't. But he said, this is good for me. I need it. It's good for my body. Something about me that's allergic to it, you see. But he says, I need it. So I'm going to ask you and believe that that will not affect me in any way, shape, form, or fashion, because it always makes me sick. But see, it's food value. The other is no food value. And then not only that, but because of the reaction to it, you develop a reaction against it, you know, a dislike. So I'm just going to ask you to create within me a love, in other words, a hunger for this food, these particular items. You know, it worked just like magic. Amen. That's the first thing I ever believed for. Didn't know you could believe for your healing then, but I sure believed that wouldn't hurt me, and it didn't, because I needed it, you see. That's a different thing entirely. Now, what am I saying? Incline your ear to his sayings. Incline your ear unto his sayings. I mean, incline your ear to what he said in this book. But he may be saying something to your spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And, you know, if you had time, you could almost preach a month here.
Amen.
You think about a lot of things that have happened to people because they didn't listen to God. You think about the... I know people personally, you know, that you've... you're praying with them. And thank God for his great mercy. Yet right on the other hand, things happen a lot of times that under some circumstances, God forgives you. Certainly he does. But you have to realize that under some circumstances, there's some things you reap the rest of your life.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's DVD titled Facing Your Goliath. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled When the Enemy is Coming After You. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled How to Fight the Good Fight of Faith. All these items at the special price of $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, you hear me. At the end of every broadcast, we say, thank you for helping us bring hope, help, and healing to the world. Well, that's because we have partners. Well, what is a partner? It's somebody that prays for us regularly and then sends an offering at least once a month, whatever you can send to help us to be able to do that. And we need you to pray for us especially as we go all over preaching, all over the world actually, preaching and teaching the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. And then the offering helps us to go to those places. And so once again, we want to thank you for helping us to bring hope, help, and healing to the world.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.